Greg McBride. He is Bankrate.com senior financial analyst. He's talking with us. He's in New York City. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
For folks who don't know about Bankrate.com, tell them what you do.
This is we're a personal finance website. What we do is we gather information to help consumers make more informed financial decisions. You can search for the best rates. You can use our calculators to figure out how much house you can afford or how much you need to save for retirement. And then you can read the articles that we publish to the site every day so that you're up to speed on what's happening in the world of personal finance.
Bankrate.com has announced its findings for its 2011 high-yield checking survey. What'd you find?
Well, let me explain what these accounts are first, because it's not going to be a fit for everybody. But for those that it works for, this thing becomes a slam dunk. It's called a checking account, but what you would really use it is more like a savings account, because the interest rates can be a good bit higher than what you're earning on savings accounts and money market mutual funds, provided that you meet certain requirements every month. Typically, you're going to have to make 10 debit card transactions a month and either have direct deposit or automatic online payments from your account, some combination thereof. And if you meet those requirements for a given month, you can earn an interest rate that on average is about 2.5%, which is much better than what you're going to get on other federally insured liquid investments. So for people that are looking to tuck some cash away and earn a high yield, assess whether or not you're able to clear those hurdles every month, and if so, these are accounts that become very attractive.
What type of person uses this type of account?
Well, I think the people that use it best are those that are able to keep money in the account and be very disciplined about how much they take out. Keep in mind, you have to make a certain number of debit card transactions every month. So what you want to do is you want to have a direct deposit that can offset or replenish whatever you're taking out through your debit card transactions so that you can keep as much money in that account as you possibly can. Now, the interest earnings are limited up to a certain balance, typically up to $25,000. So it's not unlimited in terms of how much money you can put in there at this higher yield, but for somebody who's looking to put away, squirrel away some portion of cash and earn a higher rate of return, this is a good way to boost your earnings, provided that you're able to meet those requirements.
So is it a family? Is it business owners? Who uses this?
These are, individuals that are comfortable banking online, and I think the real kicker is how often do you use your debit card? There are some people that can hit 10 debit card transactions by the third of the month, but there are others that it's a real stretch for them to do 10 debit transactions in a month. So I think that's really the question you have to ask yourself in terms of determining if this is going to work for you is, do I have to train myself to use the debit card so I can hit that threshold? Because there's a big price for falling just short. If you fall just short of the requirements, let's say you make 9 debit card transactions instead of 10, then the interest earnings fall off a cliff. The average interest rate then is about 0.1%, which is no better than a traditional interest checking account.
You know what's interesting, Greg? I was one of those people who always liked to have cash in their pocket. I just never thought I'd get used to it, but I hardly ever keep cash. I guess it's just something you get used to.
I think some of that is just sort of the changing way in which people make payments and payment systems. But there's also an incentive to use other forms of payment. We talk about these, having this money in a high-yield checking account, using a debit card, and how that's going to pay you back with a higher interest rate. Credit card reward programs, transacting with the credit card, earning valuable rewards, points, cash back, airline miles, whatever, and then paying the bill in full at the end of the month. So for disciplined consumers, there's very little incentive to carry around a lot of cash. You want to transact in an electronic fashion because it's more rewarding.
All right, these high-yield checking accounts seem pretty cool. What did your survey find?
Well, we did find that the interest rates, like other savings instruments, have dropped from a year ago. A year ago, the average was about 3.3%. Now it's down closer to 2.5%, and that's consistent with what we're seeing on other savings instruments. Loan demand is pretty low right now, so banks aren't dying to bring in deposits that they can't turn around and lend out, and the interest rates reflect that. We did find that 27 accounts are available nationwide, so it doesn't matter where you live, but that was a sharp decline from last year's survey when we found that 41 of the accounts were available on a nationwide basis. So I would encourage the listeners to come to the Bankrate.com site. We can actually have the list of the accounts with all the requirements and that it takes to earn those yields. You can check it out and see what works for you.
Well, I don't mean to catch you off guard, Greg, but are banks, are credit unions loaning money?
Yeah, they are. I think what's changed is the requirements on who they lend to. The bar has certainly been raised over the past few years, and they have and the demand side of the equation is off. You know, there's not as many people coming to look to borrow, and of those that are, smaller percentage are actually meeting those now higher requirements. So you've got the intersection of a drop-off in loan demand at the same time that you've got higher lending requirements. So it's tougher, particularly for small businesses, startup companies, to get credit, self-employed people. You know, that's where it's very difficult to get credit. But for consumers that have good credit, proof of income, and money for a down payment, credit is still available.
So is the drop-off due to those stricter guidelines that you have to have good credit before you attain these funds?
That's part of it. I mean, I think the bigger sticking point, like, for example, when you look at mortgages, you know, the bigger sticking point is down payment requirements. I mean, people just don't have that kind of cash laying around, particularly after this brutal recession we've been through. And as a result, demand for mortgages and to buy homes is way down, despite the fact that affordability is very attractive.
Greg, it's interesting you say that, because here in Michigan and federally also, you hear about all these programs that are supposed to make it easier, especially for small business, but business in general, to get money to grow, to create jobs, but the information you're giving me is contrary to that.
Well, it's, I think the needle's moving, but it's moving very, very slowly. It's not moving fast enough. And look, when you look at the unemployment rolls in this country, and, you know, when you count the people that have dropped out of the workforce just because they're discouraged, you know, you're looking at a fully loaded unemployment rate that's closer to 16%, not the 9% that gets publicized. So, I mean, clearly, you know, jobs are issue number one, and, you know, anything that would jumpstart that is, you know, can't come soon enough. And, you know, credit is part of that equation for sure.
And finally, Greg, before I let you go, if you have credit issues and you get it cleaned up, will that be favorably looked upon from people who lend money?
Absolutely. You know, credit is, you know, that's one of the key ingredients I mentioned, along with the down payment and the proof of income. But yeah, I mean, improving your credit is taking huge strides towards not only being able to borrow, but being able to borrow at very favorable interest rates. Keep in mind, interest rates right now on everything are super low. We're at record lows on most consumer credit products.
Now's the time to buy.
If you're in the position to do so, yeah, you know, a lot of winds blowing in your direction in terms of, you know, affordability, whether it's home prices, low interest rates, you know, if you're financially well positioned to do so, it certainly is. But if you need to take a little bit of time to accumulate more savings, pay down debt, and boost your credit score, go ahead and do that. Ben Bernanke told us yesterday interest rates aren't going anywhere.
Greg McBride is Bankrate.com Senior Financial Analyst. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thanks, Tony.